It's being called a GI Bill for the 21st century. The original was enacted in 1944 and is credited with helping returning World War II veterans get an education and buy a house. The new bill would provide tuition vouchers for college. In Wisconsin, the benefit would top out at about $6,800 a year. The bill would also give veteran students a living stipend and help pay for books. It's estimated the GI Bill could cost up to $52 billion in its first 10 years. Critics say that's too expensive, but the Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, John Skokas, says they're wrong.
The $5 billion average estimated cost per year to educate our newest, greatest generation is equivalent to only about 2 weeks of paying for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
The new GI Bill would extend benefits to members of the National Guard and Reserves. It applies to those who served after September 11, 2001. Jennifer Johnson is a disabled veteran of the Marines. She hopes to use the benefits to pay for grad school or law school.
I don't have to worry about the financial burden on my family, and I can concentrate on my studies rather than worrying about if I have a bill that needs to be paid or hurrying to rush into my education. This gives me an extra 5 years to figure out exactly what I want to go back to school for.
The new GI Bill also has provisions for mortgage help and business startup loans. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.